He can score tries, as we well know from last season when he was playing for London Welsh. He's, and he's, you know, I think he's getting back to a little bit of form. He's more, you know, I think he's getting more and more confident the more he's involved in our systems, whether it's attack or defence. And it's great to see him score four tries. It's good because he puts, you know, pressure on Miles and Marcel, and you know you always need try scorers in your team, and Josh can score, he can finish, but he can also score from, you know, from nothing as well. So it's great to see him score four tries. It's excellent.
Does he need a bit of work on his, you say Phil Larder's doing some work with him, does he need a bit of work on his defensive qualities?
I think he's learning, he's developing. I think it's his first or second year as a full-time professional. First year in our system anyway. So I think he's doing well. And he'll get better and better the more he plays, I'm sure.
That team that you put out on Monday night, is that pretty much the side that's going to go to Palmer?
Yeah, I think so. It's trying to, you know, Richard, you know, manages the squad here, I think, tremendously well, as do the conditioners and the medical people. And I think it's an opportunity this week, like I've said previously, when we've gone into the LV Cup and obviously we're in the Amlin at present, that gives the opportunity for people to, one, to play, and two, to work on other aspects of the game, whether it's conditioning or whether it's resting. It's been a good week for that, and I think the lads played on Monday, and it's likely that, you know, as you say, the side's not going to be that much changed. That goes to Palmer, so there's a bit of continuity there as well, and it gives people opportunity to put their hands up for selection for the next four Premiership games before Santa Claus comes.
What do you know about Palmer? Do you know much about them?
I remember my first game was in Europe with Leeds. We played Palmer, actually, and lost. That was a few years ago, but it was 10 years ago, actually. But the Italian rugby has changed quite a bit, you know, and obviously they've got their two regional teams now, or professional teams that play in the Rabo Direct Pro 12, as it's called now. And then I think they've got a league underneath that, which is similar to the Championship, I think. So we don't know an awful lot about them, not as much as we knew about Stade Francais. But when you play there, you know, they're a side that do throw the ball, but we know that much. You know, they like to play, plenty of ball in hand rugby. So it'll certainly be a test for our defence, and hopefully we can continue from Monday night and score a few tries ourselves.
After that Stade game, it's a little bit of bit more pressure, really, because you'll be going out for all 5 points, really.
Yeah, well, we need to perform. We need to get a win. You know, we've, as everybody has seen and everybody has said, the last sort of 7-8 weeks has been a little bit frustrating. But you know, I always say it's not about what's been done; it's about what is to be done. And you know, we've got to make sure that we go out on Saturday and perform exceptionally well and come on the right side of these close games. Moving forward, hopefully Saturday we can perform well and get some tries, and then we just keep moving forward, and hopefully the close proximity of the games that have gone will inspire the players to make sure that we can win as we move forward. And that's the important thing, to keep developing the players, keep developing the club, keep moving us forward and getting us to win.